Hi all, in this video we are going to learn about two Python data structures. One is tuple or tuple, another one is list. So first I am going to open the Python interpreter. Now tuple is basically data separated by comma in between a parenthesis. So if you say A 1 24 56, you can run a for loop like for x in a, print x 1 24 56. Basically tuple is immutable data, that means you cannot change anything within tuple. So if you try to delete any value from tuple like a0, you cannot do that. By the way, if you want to access any particular index, you can do like a0 or a2. If you give a wrong address, it will tell you tuple index out of range. And if sometimes you will find some functions return tuple as a result, like we have dmod. Then maybe 15 comma 2. You can see it is returning a tuple object 7 and 1. So you can unpack these values into two variables like x comma y equal to div mod 15 comma 2, then x equal to 7 and y equal to 1. So basically this is it about tuple. The next data structure we are going to learn about called list. List is almost like tuple, but it's having pretty good number of methods available which you can call and do many work, and it's a mutable object. Now to declare any list, you have to declare the values in between box brackets or thread brackets like 1 2 3 or 1 2 4. Now if you see the type of this A object, you'll find it's a list here. Now to add any more data into the list, the command is insert or append. Now if you do a.append and now insert maybe 123, it will be inserted at the end of the list. Maybe I can try to insert 12, so a is 124 123 comma 12. Now a.insert will insert some value, maybe any perfect position like 12 comma 0. So if you see a, it inserted 0 at the end right now because the 12 position is not available in this case. You may try like 0 comma 12. That means first the position and then 12, the value. Here you are, 12, 1, 2, 4. We can see just another example. Maybe this and then A. Here we are. Now to see any particular value or object, how many times it's there in a list, you can use the count method, a.count. Maybe 12, you can see two occurrences. If I say like something which is not there, it will give me 0 this way. And to remove any particular value, you can use a.remove. You can see the first occurrence of 12 is gone, the last occurrence is still there. So you have to call again a.remove and see a, and you can see no more 12s still. Okay, this is A. Now if you want to reverse the A list, you can do A dot reverse. Now see the value, A is reversed. By the way, in list and tuple you can actually append or like put any kind of other data structures or objects. So you may put A dot append and then my name. If you see, then this is a list of having integers and strings at the same time. So let me delete the last position, that means Kushal Das. So if I type A now, it's like this. Now if you want to sort the list, then you have a dot sort method. Here we are, A is sorted. Now you can have something like another list within a list. If I declare B equal to 1, 2, 3, so B is a list. Now I can do A dot append B. So you can see this position, the object itself is a list. So you can see the value, like this should be what, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So A dot 6 is 1, 2, 3. And if you want to see any value here, you can just do like this, the zeroth value here in the sixth object of A list, like this. But if you want to have all the values from another list inside a list, but not as a complete list, but just other any other objects, you can actually do, first let me delete this B. So this would be del A minus, and then instead of append, we will do extend, which will extend A with the values of B. Here we are, we can see now 1, 2, 3 added as different values, and previously it was added by a complete list. So basically this is it. And we can see some more examples of using list. Like you can use a list as stack or a queue, if you know the very basic two data structures, stack and queue. So now I'm just declaring one empty list A. Now to use A as a stack, we need basically two options. One is push, one is pop. Push will add data at the end of the list. So I'll do A dot append as push, maybe 0, 10, 101. Now the other option is pop, the other method available on a stack. Now actually list is already having a method called pop. You can call it with or without any values as argument. So if you call without any argument, so it will just pop up the last entered value, that means 101 in this case. You can see it returned 101. So now we see value A equal to 0, 10. So if we do x equal to A dot pop again and see, check the value of x, it's 10. In the same way, if you want to use the list as a queue, so queue is having basically two options. One is insert, one is deletion. And queue, you know, is FIFO, first in first out. That means the insertion will go at the behind, but the deletion will happen from the beginning. So for there also, for insertion, we can use just append like 20, and to delete or to remove a value from a queue, you will do a pop with telling from which position we have to take out. We are telling 0, because from a queue the 0th element always moves out first. If I do now, we see A is only 20. Let me append something to 0, 1, 2, 0, 1, 2, and then if we do A dot pop 0 again, it will give you 20. And if you see the value of A now, it's 201, 2012. So what else we can learn today? Okay, there is one more thing, is called list comprehensions. This is a very nice and easy way to generate list from other values, maybe from another list. So this is basically done by within a third bracket or box brackets. So let me take have a list first, like A equal to 1, 2, 3, and I want to find another, create another list where the values will be square of these values, like square of 1, square of 2, square of 3. For that, using least comprehension, we'll write x into x. It should be one space, like for x in A. So this syntax is like for x in A, and then you have the value here. You can have simple x or x into x. If you do x into x, you can see it's like 149. If you do only x, you can see 123. You can even have x plus 67, so you can see 68, 69, 70. You can even add if else condition in it. So maybe we can have A equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, 45, or maybe 4, 5. Okay, and then x in, no, x for x in A if x modulo 2 equal to 0. You can see it's giving me 2 and 4. So I can save, have the same thing if modulo not equal to 0. Then I'm getting 1, 3 and 5. So basically this is it about list and tuple. Now you can use this into your code. See you in the next video. Tada.